In wrapping up the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000, we turn our focus to the upcoming World Economic Forum, which gets underway in Davos, Switzerland tomorrow. That's where my colleague Sikim Kabadeli caught up with EY's Global Vice Chair for Global Markets, Ushi Schreiber, asking about globalization following the aftermath of the US elections as well as Brexit.
Globalization is all about the free flow of people and goods around the world, and it has certainly enabled the production of goods, for example, to other societies around the world, from one part of the world to another. It's led to the rise of middle classes, in particular in the emerging markets. And the real question is really, how are we distributing the wealth that comes with globalization?
So who's getting it right, the wealth distribution particularly, and what are they doing right?
It's interesting to look at some of the income gaps across the world. And so what we are seeing is really that some countries, for example, in the US, we're seeing a very large income gap with some people benefiting greatly and other people, I suppose, not seeing the results of globalization. In other countries, the gap is not as extreme. And we know, of course, that in some parts of the world, China is a great example, 600 million people have been shifted out of poverty as a result of globalization. The Nordics have a smaller gap in income inequality, although, you know, there are signs of that rising too. Germany, for example, is another example where people are very much focused on sharing, I suppose, the benefits of globalization more equally, really very much based on the concept that if everybody benefits, then society is more stable socially and economically.
So in the deliberations then here in Davos this year, what do you expect leaders to really think about, or what would you suggest they really think about when it comes to this question?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for all of us to remember that the future hasn't been written yet. We don't know exactly what that looks like. There's a lot of pessimism everywhere, and I'm not really looking for optimism. I'm just looking for pragmatism, really. I mean, let's just get together and figure out what needs to be done. We know millions of jobs are going to go, and that means in emerging markets as well as developed markets as a result of automation. We discussed that here 12 months ago. We now have plenty of evidence that this is happening, not just in manufacturing, also in the services industry. And obviously many countries' economies are now service-driven or consumption-based. And so we really need to figure out what the response to that is. In my view, what Davos offers is a multi-stakeholder conversation around this. NGOs, governments, citizens, business, all coming together to debate this. And I think that is now the only way forward. The old institutions are not set up to deal with the challenges that we are facing, but I think it can be done.
That was my colleague Sikim Kabadeli discussing globalization with EY's Global Vice Chair Ushi Schreiber on the eve of the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos.